Good day, everybody, from me, Andre Fulyun, from Gateway News, with a preview of the God Stories we are publishing this week. The release on Monday of the first report from a larger authoritative research study on the scope and nature of human trafficking in South Africa was a significant step forward, especially in view of proposed law reform in South Africa, said the study author, Dr. Marcel van der Vaart. Van der Vaart, an internationally recognized investigative and research professional, former Hawks investigator and Free State University academic, told Gateway News that while the 121-page report released this week by USAID and research partners represents only a fraction of the larger study, it is evidence this is what is out there. And it definitely intersperses with the whole prostitution law reform issue at the moment. You know, the government needs to grapple with this evidence. They can't ignore this, he said. The report covers 2020 and 2022 and draws on data and lived experiences of incidents of human trafficking that connected with or were reported to any aspect of South Africa's criminal justice system. It will be presented to the government for implementation. Findings confirm that sex trafficking makes up most of both reported cases and prosecutions of trafficking in persons, while labour trafficking prosecutions, similar to trends observed internationally, are severely lacking. Victims and perpetrators of human trafficking are significantly undercounted in both research and practice. Extreme violence is meted out by traffickers, while places where exploitation occurs are embedded in communities and operate for protracted periods without any meaningful law enforcement intervention. Civil society reports and evidence in several successful prosecutions confirmed indifference, corruption, and complicity by law enforcement officials. The prominence of consumer-level demand for commercial sex was evident in potentially thousands of sex buyers who used the services of adult and child victims of sex trafficking. Despite adequate laws to address this dimension of human trafficking in South Africa, sex buyers continue to exploit women and children with impunity. Several adult websites, some advertised on public roadways, are repeatedly implicated in ongoing and successful sex trafficking prosecutions, yet none have been prosecuted. Victims and perpetrators of human trafficking are nationals from several countries. Despite significant challenges posed by COVID, the lack of an official centralized human trafficking database and consistent challenges with engagement at some levels, the research was able to produce several important recommendations which the government should prioritize to address this growing crime. In other news, we share guidelines and tools provided by Freedom of Religion South Africa to help Christians have their say on a controversial government bill which proposes totally decriminalizing the buying and selling of prostitution. The bill, which has far-reaching social and economic implications if it becomes law, was tabled in November, and the Department of Justice has not given the public much time to respond. If you do want to have your say on this important matter, you have until Tuesday next week. 4SA has posted a short video explaining their legal views on the matter, an article which includes links where you can find supplementary information, and links to assist you to either submit your comments via the Dear SA platform or by emailing the department directly. With no end in sight to the water crisis in Nelson Mandela Bay, the Metro's Executive Mayor Retief Oudendaal, together with Mayoral Committee Member for Constituency Services Reino
Kaiser,
have invited community leaders, residents and the business community to participate in a prayer session for rain on Sunday. The prayer event will take place at the Gilvendale Stadium. A series of daily church services from last Sunday until tomorrow have also been arranged in a build-up to the prayer session. This week we are also launching a new monthly column, Crammed with Heaven, in which Jenny Pretorius Hill shares stories of hope which bring heaven's perspective to earth. The first article is entitled The Chinese Village and Jesus. You can read these stories and more on our website at gatewaynews.co.za or get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at gatewaynewsza, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.